Of Acts, Acts chapter number 2 tonight, verse number 44. We've got to cut way down. I know I'm a loud mouth, but we loud. It's going to be all right, though. If we get too loud, we'll open the doors. Amen? All right. Acts chapter number 2 and verse 44, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. I want to preach a title tonight, All Things in Common. Having all things in common. Bible says tonight in Acts chapter number 2 and verse 44, and all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Our Father and our God, once again, we bow in your presence tonight. Father, I thank you that when we come to this house tonight, Father God, we come in unity. We come in one accord. Father, I thank you tonight. As far as I know tonight, there is no discord. There is no nothing amongst us tonight, Father. We come in tonight in one accord, asking you to move throughout this service. Lord, I pray that we always come in one accord, having all things in common. Lord, I pray that you add to this church as you want it to add. Lord God, not as we want, but as you want. Father, I pray tonight that you add the people that you want to add here. Lord God, you move the way that you want to move. Save who you want to save. Do what you want to do, Father. It's all about you and nothing about me tonight. Lord, I lift up the name of Jesus Christ in a mighty way tonight. And Lord, I pray when we walk out of this place, we can say that it's been good to be in your house tonight. Father, I thank you for the kids that sung tonight, Father God. I lift them up to you. Lord, I thank you for the ones that's working with our youth tonight, working with our King's kids. Lord, I pray that you just give them patience, give them peace, and give them rest. Lord, all over the prayer request, all over the house tonight, the ones that are sick, the ones that are got just all kind of reports coming in, I'd ask you tonight to reach down from heaven and touch them reports, touch them families, Father, heal back what needs to be healed. And Lord God, I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I thank you for our veterans once again that's in the house, and the ones that's not here tonight, I thank you for them as well. I pray tonight that you use this word to feed somebody tonight, and I pray it feeds me in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight, we're looking at all things in common. We started in the book of Acts, and we went through in Acts chapter number 1 where he said, wait on that promise that's going to come, the promise of the Holy Ghost. And then we've seen in Acts chapter number 2 on the day of Pentecost when that Holy Spirit came and it indwelt them believers. But we see tonight that as that Holy Spirit indwelt them, they all had all things in common tonight. The Bible says here, the Word of God says that the followers, here in verse number 44, it says that the followers had all things in common. Or in other words, they got along. They got along, and when they come together, they got along. You know, in the world we live in, it's hard for people to get along. Hey, Thanksgiving's coming, and I got family that, hey, we'll go to family houses, and there'll be some family that might come, some family that won't come, that could come. Why? Because most of the time, we just can't get along. But tonight, in the Word of God, as you're a believer tonight, and as I'm a believer tonight, when I come to this place, I ought to be able to get along. Can I get amen? Hey, if there's one place I ought to be able to get along and leave the cares of this world outside, it ought to be in the house of God tonight. But tonight, as we can see that, they had unity. But there are three biblical truths that I found by studying this tonight that I'm going to show you tonight in the text that God has shown me how people can get along tonight. And there's three biblical truths found here that will keep believers in unity or having all things in common. Number one tonight that I found in the text, and I want to share this with you, is back in verse number 38. He said this in verse 44, though, all that believe were together, and they had all things in common. But they have that tonight because in verse number 38, there's a key word there tonight that you don't hear preached much in the world we live in, but I want to share it with you tonight. And that word is this: then Peter said unto them, repent tonight. I want you to get this tonight. He said, repent. And I want to give you what repentance is tonight. Repentance is a change of mind or to change one's conduct. It's when a mind's been changed and it changes that conduct. Repentance is this: it's a voluntarily and sincere change in the mind of the sinner. It's a change in the mind of the sinner, causing him or her to turn from sin and not to go back to it again. And tonight you ask a question, or I ask as I read that, is repentance necessary to be saved tonight? Should one repent, or must one repent to be saved tonight? I want to show you in the Bible tonight that if an individual does not repent, they cannot be saved tonight. They must repent. The Bible teaches that all the way through the Word of God. So is repentance necessary for us to get along and have all things in common? I say tonight, yes, it is necessary tonight. Turn with me, if you will, to Mark chapter number 1 and verse number 15 tonight. I want to show you where repentance is necessary tonight to be saved or to get along tonight. Look at Mark chapter number 1 and verse number 15 tonight, if you would. I want to show you this in the text tonight. Mark chapter number 1 and verse number 15. You say, preacher, can I just get saved? Just ask the Lord to come into my heart. You must repent tonight. And repentance is an act of God that comes in on a person's life. It's that Spirit of God that dwells in it. It gets that person to that place where they will repent. Mark chapter number 1 and verse number 15. You must repent to be able to get along with people. Look at this tonight. Or to be saved tonight. Repentance comes before belief tonight. Did you know that? Before you ever believe on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you must come to a place in your life you repent before you believe. Look at this tonight. Mark chapter number 1 and verse number 15, the Bible says, and saying the time is fulfilled. This is Jesus. And the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, repent ye and believe the gospel. We repent. We get to that place in our life, we repent and we ask the Lord. And that repentance comes before belief tonight. But number 2 tonight, if you'll go back to the book of Acts, Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 19, not only does repentance come before belief, but repentance comes before the conversion in a person's life. You hear people that have been saved, they keep doing the same old thing and they keep living the same old way. You know what? They truly didn't repent. Repentance, there's a change in your life, and that change is a continuation in your life. Are you going to sin? Of course you're going to sin. We're sinners saved by grace. But tonight there is something that changes in a person's life when they repent and they get under Holy Ghost conviction and they repent and they give their life to Jesus. Number 1, repentance comes before belief. But number 2, repentance comes before conversion. Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 19, the Bible says, repent ye therefore. Repent. What is that? That's a change of mind. You realize you're wrong, you realize you've sinned, and you need to repent and ask God to come into your life. There's a change of mind that takes place. And look at this tonight in Acts 3:19. He says, repent ye therefore and be converted, or to be saved, to be changed. We repent and then we're saved. We repent. We repent and we ask God. We confess to God the sin that is in our life. And then He comes into our life. Look at this. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Them sins may be blotted out, and when the times of refreshing come, shall come from the presence of the Lord. Tonight, I love this tonight. I love it. I don't know how it works, but I know it works. Have you ever knew you've been called up with and you know that you needed to repent, you needed to ask forgiveness in your life, and you come to an old-timey altar and you got down and you asked Jesus to forgive you? I don't know all how it works, but I know this tonight. It's instant like that. It'll come up on you. That freedom, that forgiveness in your life, it comes. Man may not forgive you that quick, but God does. Amen? And tonight, all that matters is that God forgives you and He settles the score through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? Oh, glory to God. He said, number 1, repentance comes before belief. But number 2, repentance comes before conversion. Before you're ever converted, you must repent. I believe tonight, and I believe what Adrian Rogers said when he said this, there's a lot of churches made up of people that sit there week in and week out, good religious people, but will die and go to hell because they've never truly repented and asked Jesus to come into their life. He said, how we know that is by the way they still live their life. But the Bible teaches tonight they had all things in common. Number 1, because they had repentance. Repentance comes before belief. Repentance comes before conversion. But did you know tonight repentance comes from God? Repentance comes from God. He is the one that sends that to your life that gives you the ability to repent. Look with me tonight, if you would, to Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 4 tonight. I don't know about you tonight, but the night that I got on my knees before Almighty God and I repented and asked Him to come into my life, I want you to know that night, there's not a man alive could have drove me to that altar. There's not enough grit inside of me to get me to that altar. There was something bigger than I that came into me that night, that came on me that night and led me to that altar, and His name is God tonight. Woo, glory. Romans chapter number 2. I love this tonight, don't you? Now, love, it's all about Jesus and all what God's done. Look at this tonight, Romans 2:4. Not only repentance, it comes from God tonight, Romans 2:4. Here's what the Bible says. The repentance, they had all things in common. You know what? When a man or a woman repents, they get along with people. There's people I used to couldn't get along with, but now, man, hey, I'm telling you what, they may not get along with me, but I try my best to get along with them. Amen? Try to. Why? Because I have a repentant heart. Romans 2:4, look what the Bible says. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God, it's his goodness tonight that leadeth thee to repentance. It's his goodness tonight that leads you and me to repentance in our life. He is the one that leads us to that repentance tonight. Here's what happens. The Holy Spirit, it convicts us of sin, and which produces this, that, a desire to repent. When that Holy Spirit, that Holy Ghost comes upon a person and they're lost, or even when they're saved and they need to repent, it's that Holy Spirit that convicts them of that sin that is in their life. I've said this before and I'll say it again. There's not a preacher alive good enough or has enough power to put you under Holy Ghost conviction tonight. Holy Ghost conviction does not come from the preacher, but it comes from the Holy Ghost tonight. And when that Holy Ghost gets on somebody, it will move in their life. Sunday night, man, I tell you what, the Spirit went crazy in this place Sunday night. We were sitting here fixing to preach, and we was talking about what God had done, and I said, does anybody have a word that they'd like to share tonight? Anybody got their old jugular vein? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Pump it in your neck, and you're sitting there, and you know you need to stand up. And as soon as I let that come out of my mouth, Miss Wanda Saxton, man, she popped up like a lightning bolt back there, and she got to testifying how good God is. She sat down, and Brother Wayne jumped up. He started telling how good God was, and then Brother Perry Barnes, man, he blowed my mind. He come out, and man, he started letting to read as well. Brother James, man, this is what I fed on all week. Man, and you would have never told that. You'd have never stood up and told how good God was if there's not been repentance in your life. You wouldn't testify about things that you used to do and you still do them unless you have repented and you're no longer doing them. Can I get a witness? You're not going to stand up and tell about what you're doing in the sin that you're still in, but you will stand up and testify about the sin that's been covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. And man, as they started standing up all over this place, Brother Tony stood, man, they're just all over. They're just popping up everywhere. And I told them when they got done, I said, that'll feed me all week long. And it has. I have ate on that all week long. People that usually wouldn't stand were standing up and testifying how good God had been in their life because they had repented and they had turned to God and didn't turn back to the sin that used to be in their life. Amen. Tonight, I want you to know whatever sin it is that so easily besets you, you beware of that sin because it'll try to pop its face right back up in your life. I'll give you this tonight. Repentance is this tonight. We have repentance. It comes before belief. It comes before conversion. And it comes from God. Let's go back to the text. Acts chapter number 2. We talked about all things in common, how they had all things in common. There was no bickering. There was no fighting. They all got along. Amen? They all got along. Nobody was mad. There ain't nothing no worse than going into church and everybody mad. This side don't like that side. That side don't like that side. There ain't nothing no worse than that. That's not church. If you go in and everybody's mad, that ain't church. Get out of that church. That ain't church. Church is when you go in and you loving on one another and you love each other because you love God and God lives inside of you. And tonight I want to give you this. Number one, they had all things in common because they was in a repentant mode. They had repented and they had their life right, man. They're just living the way God had called them to. But look at this tonight. Once they repented, they had faith. That's where salvation comes. You repent and he saves you. You repent and he saves you. Look what it says. And all that believed were together. There it is. We see the repentance, but now we see the faith. How'd they have all things in common? Number one, they repented. Number two, they had faith. They had faith. They believed what the Bible said, that if you will repent, you shall be saved. If you'll repent and call on the name of the Lord, look at this tonight. Faith, here's what faith is. Faith is turning to the Lord and not back to where you used to be, but you turn to the Lord. And it's a continuation in your mind, in your heart, and in your soul. You continually do what God's called you to do. I want to show tonight four things that faith does in our life tonight, what faith produces in an individual's life, and why we have all things in common. Tonight, if you don't have all things in common with a believer, if you can't get along with a brother and sister in Christ, make sure tonight that you have been to the cross of Calvary, you've repented, and you asked Jesus to come into your life. Number one is repentance, but number two is faith tonight, turning to the Lord. Let me show you this tonight. If you'll turn with me to Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8 tonight, I want to show you this in the text. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8 tonight, the Bible says, faith, that's turning to the Lord. There's four areas tonight where we know what faith does in our life. and how we take that faith and we go with it tonight. Our faith in Jesus Christ tonight, believing that He is the Son of God. One, once we repent, we let that faith come active in our life. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8, having all things in common. For by grace are you saved through faith. Not nothing else. For by grace are you saved through faith. So tonight we're saved by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, but it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. If any man got saved by the work that they'd done in their life, they would not have unity in the church, because one man could boast over the other man. One woman could boast over the other woman. But tonight, all of us have unity because we was all saved the same way, and that's by faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see tonight we're saved by faith. Turn with me, if you'll turn right over to 2 Corinthians 1:24. Not only are we saved by faith, but we stand by faith. Tonight, we stand by that faith tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 24. Not only are we saved by faith, once you repent, that faith becomes active in your life. You've called on the Lord, that faith has become active. It's become a work in your life. It's become that action of what you need tonight, and you put it to work. Number one, we're saved by faith, but number two, you stand by faith. 2 Corinthians 1:24, the Bible says, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. You stand by that faith tonight that you have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when we stand on that faith tonight, we have all things in common as a group of believers tonight. Let me show you the third thing tonight that faith does. Number one, we're saved by faith. Number two, we stand by faith. But number three, we walk by faith. It's hard to walk by faith. Listen to me tonight. It's hard to walk by faith. I'll share this with you. This morning, there was some cleaning up needing done at the church. Just a little something I wanted to do. Should have known better. Should have done something different. I don't know what I should have done, but I didn't do it. You talk about having faith, you got to walk by faith when you can't see. You can't see what's out in front of you. You just got to walk by faith. I got back there, and I got doing some things, and I grabbed me a cardboard box. And I know this sounds so stupid, but this is how quick you're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight. I grabbed a regular cardboard box that anybody ought to know in their right mind what a cardboard box does. It don't do nothing. It's just a box. But all four corners sticking up, and I'm like a bull in a china cabinet. I do nothing slow. Last night, I left my phone on top of the car. Kaylee called and said, Daddy, I called your phone. It's playing in my trunk back there. I said, oh, Lord, it's done fell off back there somewhere. We went and got it. I mess up on a lot of things. But I grabbed that cardboard box, and in a hurry, I jerked that thing up. When I did, it went right in my eye. And I said, man. And I grabbed it, and I said, that thing's burning bad. I said, no, I don't need to go to the doctor, because she's going to rag me if I say I got to go to the doctor, you know, because we can't handle pain. I said, I don't need to go to the doctor. And it got hurting worse. And it got hurting worse. And before I know it, I told Kaylee, I said, baby, you're going to have to drive. I can't see. And the only thing I know is we got going down the road, and I heard that. Brrr. I said, baby, are we still in? Yeah, Daddy, just calm down. I said, all I know is I'm sitting over here with my eyes closed, and all I hear is, brrr. You know that, only, right? And I said, are you always this nervous when you drive? Only when you're in the truck with me. I said, okay. We got to the eye doctor, and I asked a question. I said, I don't know if it's real bad or not, but I want you to look. And she pulled that thing open. She said, oh, yeah, you scratched it real bad, and we're going to put some drops in there, and we're going to put like a contact bandage over that thing on the inside. And they stuck that thing on there, and tonight, I want you to know, looking back through there, I can see you good out of this eye, but this eye don't look so good. But what I'm trying to tell you is I know tonight I was going to be preaching on this, that we have all things in common, and we have it, number one, by repentance, but number two, by faith, that we must walk by faith. When you don't think that everything's going right in your life, you don't think that everything's right where it needs to be, you just keep walking by faith that Jesus Christ is the one in your life that's making all things come to pass tonight. You make sure tonight, even if you get in a hurry and you mess up, you do something, and I understand this tonight. He may have kept me from getting on this road today and getting killed. I understand that tonight. There may have been a reason why he did what he did today, allowed me to do what I did. But tonight, we walk by faith and not by sight. If you say, I want to see it, I got to see it to believe it, you're never going to believe it. If you got to have a sign, you got to have a vision, you got to have something in your life to see God move. If the cross ain't enough, you're never going to get where you need to be for Christ Jesus. If that cross is not enough, what he did on the cross of Calvary, we walk by faith and not by sight. Man, that tonight, that sight will mess you up. What you think you need to do, it looks good here. I need to go that way. If I go that way, I'll be more blessed. I'll be better off if I go that way. It's not always greener on the other side. You walk by faith and not by sight. Tonight, if I always walked by my sight, I'd messed up too many times. But I walk by faith by what the Scripture tells me tonight. Look with me tonight. I want to show you this tonight. We walk by faith tonight in what God will do in our lives. Look with me tonight, if you will, as we turn here tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 7. I love this tonight. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. We walk by faith and not by sight. Look what the Bible says tonight in 2 Corinthians 5, 7. Here's what the Bible says. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So many Christians are walking by sight and not by faith. Tonight, faith, you have to put that in action tonight, saying, I don't know how the outcome's going to come. I don't know how it's going to get to where it needs to be, but I'm putting my faith in Jesus Christ. I'm praying about it, and I'm going to let him handle it. Amen. That's what faith does. When things come your way you don't know how to handle, that's what faith does. When things come your way and you do know how to handle it, that's what faith does. Tonight, we not only are we saved by faith, not only are we stand by faith, not only are we walk by faith. Folks, tonight, I want you to know there's been times in my life that I've had to walk by faith every day, and I still do. I'm telling you tonight. I've told you there's been times I went over them hills going home. I said, I'm fixing to resign that church. Man, them folks, they ain't listening. They ain't getting it. They ain't wanting to get it. Preacher lives a lonely life sometimes until his wife overhears him, and then she corrects him and says, get out of that pity party and quit walking by what you see and walk by faith. Folks, tonight, I want you to know tonight, I have one person that I can answer for, and that's it, and that's me. I can't answer for you, and you can't answer for me. Amen. And on Judgment Day, listen, your pastor's not going to stand with you before Jesus. When we stand before God, I'm not going to stand there. If you're saved, you'll stand there with Jesus Christ as your advocate. He'll stand there. He'll plead your case. Anything brought to your accusation won't be nothing brought to be the blood of Jesus Christ. Not nothing else you've done, but the blood of Jesus Christ will be there. But for a lost person, when they stand at the great white throne judgment, you know what? Jesus will not stand as your advocate. He'll stand as your judge. He'll stand as your judge. So tonight, don't you walk by what you see. You walk by faith tonight. You walk by faith in what Christ Jesus has done in your life. Let me give you the last thing here in what he does. Not only do we walk by faith, but we live by faith. You have to live by it tonight. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans 1:17 tonight. Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 17. Romans 1 and verse number 17. Romans 1:17. Not only are we saved by faith and we stand by it, we walk by it, we live by it. You ever had days you didn't feel saved? You ever had days of, man, I don't even know if, man, I ain't got a clue. We all have them. So how do we know we're saved? How do we know? Because the Bible. We've done what the Bible said, and that's all you can do. You can't do no more. You do what the Bible says. And he says tonight in Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Tonight, as we live by that faith in our life, we let God move in the way that he should move tonight. Let him move throughout this place tonight. Let him move on our hearts tonight. Three biblical truths found here. One is repentance. One is repentance. Repentance is when you turn and you go a different way. Dr. Tony Evans said this, pastor out in Dallas, Texas. Here's what he said. He said, here's what repentance is. You're on a four-lane road, and you're going down it. Got a median in the middle, and you're going this way, and you're 20 miles, and you realize you're going the wrong way. You don't say, well, I'll catch it on the way back, or maybe I'll find somewhere. The first exit ramp you get to, you get off. You get off. That's that repentance. That's you get off. And then you go over the overpass of grace. Tony Evans said, when you get off, you realize you're done 20 miles, you get off, you come over, and you get back on. And you get back on that right way. And you get back on that way that you need to go. And you get back that right way. And he said, but here's the thing, and I love this. He said, if you've been 20 miles out of the way, once you get off and you go over that bridge of grace and you get back on, you're still 20 miles in the wrong way. You're still 20 miles. You still got to go 20 miles that way. And a lot of times we believe once we repent, everything's made perfect right then, everything's good. There's still some obstacles to get back to where we need to get. There's still things in our way that's going to, hey, you've done 20 miles this way. You've got to get back that way. But repentance is what starts it. Repentance is what gets you back to where you need to be. And we believe and we walk by that faith tonight. Let me show you this something else tonight that I see in the text. Not only are they repentance, they have all things in common. Not only by faith, they have all things in common, but by praising God, they have all things in common. By just praising God and what he's done in their life. Look what he says in verse number 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. You say, well, I can praise God and not have favor with all the people. No, you can't. No, you can't. Well, I'm going to praise God. I don't care who I got an alt against. I'll keep that alt to the day. No, you won't. You have an alt with something, you've got to get that alt right. He says this, praising God and having favor with all the people. Not who I want to get along with, but with everybody. I got to get along with all. To have that all things in common, I must praise God and have favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So tonight, turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 2, verse number 52 tonight. Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 52 tonight. And this will be in closing tonight. They had all things in common. Praising. Just praising God. You ever walked in a service and it just felt stale? Most times there ain't unity there. Spirit's going to show up where unity is. Look what he says tonight, Luke 2, 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He says tonight, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I'm going to share this. I've shared this story 1,000 times, but I'm going to share it again. And I'm going to share it. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. I'm telling you tonight, you have to have everything in common. You have to get along one with another tonight inside this local body church. You have to. You've got to tonight. If there's division in here, it ain't for everybody else to know it. Amen? That's why we're a body. That's why we're a body. If me and my wife's having problems, it ain't for everybody in the community to know. People say, why ain't you got Facebook? Ain't nobody's business what goes on in my life. Can I get a witness? Most time they ain't going to pray for you. They're going to talk about you. So why not just keep it between me and her and not worry about what everybody else says? Amen? And I told this story before and I'll tell it again. I'll never forget Mr. Willie Midcalf. And I tell this story and it means so much to my heart. I had been saved. Man, I'm telling you, I repented, believed Jesus has saved me. I'm praising God and I'm letting her eat. Loving the Lord. I'm telling you, loving God. Back in my mind, I knew I had an alt with some people. And I'd always say this, when I see them, I'll get it right. When I see them, I'll get it right. I'll get everything took care of. I pulled in at Jack Rabbit's one day, and I was going to get something to eat and some gas. And when I pulled in, I walked in and looked back there, and there was a bunch of old guys from NACO sitting back there in the back. And one sitting back there was Mr. Willie Midcalf. And I knew when I looked back there, the Holy Spirit, he popped me right then. And he said, you go back there and you ask that man to forgive you. Men don't do that hardly. We got pride, buddy. Pride, we don't humble down much. We're on defense mode all the time. And as I walked up there, I paid. I went to go out. The Holy Spirit told me, he said, you go back there. Don't you open that door. I went to put my hand in that door. And he said, don't you open that door. I said, okay. I'm having this conversation sitting there going out of Jackrabbit Slim's. I turn to walk back to where Mr. Willie is, and he's sitting back there with a bunch of other men. As I get walking back there, the Holy Spirit says, when you get to where he is, you get on your knees. I said, golly, bum, are you serious? Going back there is enough. Saying I'm sorry is enough. But getting on my knees before this man in front of all these other men, what are they going to think? And that Spirit spoke to me so clearly. Don't worry about what they think. I'm fixing to tell you what you're fixing to get. You're fixing to get delivered. You're fixing to get all things in common. This fixing to get worked out. And when I got right to about where he was at, I just dropped down on my knees in front of him. Right there on that old dirty floor, I'm telling you, I dropped down. And I told Mr. Willie what was going on and what had happened. I said, Mr. Willie, I ask you to forgive me. I'm so sorry for what's happened, and I ask you to forgive me. And he said, son, when I heard you got saved, I forgave you right then. And I forgave you right then. When I heard you got saved, I done forgave you. When I got from there, there was a peace all over me like you've never seen. Wasn't long after that, a couple years later, his daughter called me. I knew he had passed. I didn't think nothing about it. Just going to go to the funeral home. His daughter called me and said, hey, can you help preach Dad's funeral? And it was a spirit like, I know now why I had to get on my knees and ask for forgiveness. Could you imagine me preaching that man's funeral, knowing that I had an ought against him in my heart? How could I? I wouldn't have nothing in common with him. How could I stand? How could I stood up and delivered, knowing that I had wronged that man and never asked him to forgive me? That I had took something that was his. That four-wheeler wasn't mine, it was his. I took something that was his that I should have had my hand off of it. Brother John. So, God knew I was going to preach that funeral. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, not by sight. How would I have stood before that funeral and I couldn't have spoke to it? So when I got up that day, what did you preach on, preacher? That's what I preached on. And I said, if you got anything against anybody, I want you to right now, you make sure you get everything right and have everything in common, have everything together. And I told that story. And at the end, I said this, it would have been bad if I'd have stood up here. I wouldn't have had nothing to say. Folks, I want you to know, when you get to that place in your life and you have a repentant heart, and you're like, man, I just want to get things right, and you believe that Jesus Christ can do anything in your life, you'll walk around praising him and somebody will be affected by it. I want you to know tonight, when you walk out of this place tonight, I pray you have all things in common. You have no ought in your life. You have nothing going on. Tonight, if you're a believer and you walk in this place and you got ought with people, you got hatred in your heart, it hinders people from being saved in a service come Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. Listen to me. You said, no, it don't, preacher. I can walk in here with the hardest heart I want. It'll hinder people from getting saved. It'll hurt that spirit that's in that place. Look with me in verse 47. We're going to close. They're waiting on us. We do this all night long. Amen. We on overtime, Brother John. Thank you, Jesus. Brother John said this, let her eat. We got out at 1 o'clock at one day. His mama said, where you been? Well, I told the preacher, just preach. We stayed to one. Don't do that again. Praising God and having favor with all the people. Everybody. And the Lord added to the church. When me and you get along and we get where we need to be, he's going to add to this church. If people ain't been adding here lately, if it ain't been adding, let's make sure we're right. Let's make sure we ride. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Tonight I ask the question is this, do we have all things in common? Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for this word that you've given me tonight. I thank you tonight, Father God, that repentance is necessary in a person's life. Repentance is necessary to be saved. And if you're not saved, if I'm not saved, Father, in my life, I know when I was lost. I know that when I was lost, I was not praising you. But when I got saved, Lord, the praise started going to you. And I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I pray for whoever's in this building tonight that you touch them in a mighty way. Father, I pray tonight that if they got something in their mind, on their heart tonight, I pray they get it took care of tonight. And they can say, we got all things in common. And Lord, you add to this church. You keep us in unity. You keep us where you'd have us to be. You keep us in your will so we won't be in your way. Lord, don't let nobody have to stumble over us to try to find you. Lord, let our light shine that people may see you. They may glorify you and not us. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen.